Occupy Tampa is winding down its use of a West Tampa park and appears to be agreeing to vacate it soon. The park's owner, Joe Redner, says Occupy Tampa will leave by September 15th.
I talked to them and they said, sure, we'll be out of there by the 15th. It's not being used now by anybody but homeless people. There's no Occupy down there.
Elizabeth Toms is a member of Occupy Tampa and Food Not Bombs, two groups that use Voice of Freedom Park. She said she doesn't speak for either group, but she anticipates the encampment to close up shop not long after the Republican convention leaves town at the end of the month.
Personally, I was actually wanted to kind of, I thought it would be best, healthiest, if we closed down sleeping in the park after the RNC. I've been very adamant about using it up and through then because I think it's very important that we have that space.
Tom said the Occupy Tampa General Assembly has not discussed a date to leave the park, but that it has agreed that when the tents are gone, the group will use its funds to pressure wash the sidewalk and lay down new sod. She said it wouldn't surprise her if the city of Tampa tried to kick out the occupiers before the Republican convention.
Because, you know, it gives us strength, it gives us a place to be, it gives protesters a place they can go to, get information at 24/7. So, and they do want to curtail any power that we do have, so I would not be surprised if they make that push.
The owner of Voice of Freedom Park, Joe Redner, says he's sure protesters will stay in the park during the Republican convention, but Occupy Tampa won't need the space after that.